Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Roger Farabee, who is Senior Vice President of Marketing with Unilin and Mohawk Hard Surfaces. How are you doing, Roger?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm great. Good to have you on the show. I saw you briefly down in Dallas at the Smart Strand Challenge. The event down there was a little bit more than just a Smart Strand Challenge. There was the whole Human Habitat Challenge. Tell us a little bit about what that was at the zoo.
Yeah, Kemp, we wanted to use the opportunity to marry the really strong Smart Strand performance story in carpet with our other hard surface products. So we were able to create four vignettes, three with hard surfaces and one with Smart Strand, to talk about other hard surface products that offer great performance like our Smart Strand product does, and really stand up to the tough requirements that today's families can dish out. We say life is wild in the zoo, and it is in your home as well. So we were able to bring in three of our best products, one laminate product called Barrington, another strand woven bamboo product called Kahala, and then one of our new glazed porcelain products called Navara, again as representative of the great performance story they offer for today's consumers.
Okay, and the whole idea here is the zoo, in that area, it's in the reptile area, that you actually have set up these small rooms that you allow the traffic in that building to go into and sit around, and it gives a torture test because you've got children and all kinds of traffic on the floors, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we actually set them up as little mini rooms that people could walk through and experience the floor and get a sense of how it looked in a room, how it might perform in their home. So,
yeah.
Yes, it will be up at the zoo through the end of October.
All right, and so you have a laminate, and that bamboo product now, that's a new product for you, right?
Yes, it is. And the laminate product we just launched really in the middle of this year, so it's still new too. But the bamboo we just launched really at the end of July, and it's a new strand woven product. A very different look and performance from traditional bamboo. It's a different process to create it, and the ultimate product is much more dense, much more impact resistant rather than traditional bamboo, and even more so than solid oak flooring. So it's a great aesthetic story and a great performance story.
Now, bamboo is a new product category for Mohawk, right?
No, actually, we've been selling traditional horizontal vertical strip bamboo for a number of years. So we always had that as part of our exotic collection. But this category we're excited about because it really offers something very different than the traditional bamboo does, and it's going to appeal to a much wider audience, we believe, than that product does.
Yeah. Well, you know, as we're in this recession, and we've talked about this a lot on the show, we're all in a dip. But before the recession started, there was a trend where hard surface was actually taking share versus carpet. And the long-range view is that when the market starts to recover, that trend's going to continue still. Is that right?
Yeah, we believe that's true. Certainly carpet has taken back some share in the last few years as the change in the dynamics of the market with new construction diminishing dramatically, changes in remodel, consumers moving to more value-oriented products, and the remodeling projects that they did undertake during this time changed as well, so you didn't have as many big kitchen makeovers, bathroom makeovers, and so the updates tended to be smaller, and it favored probably carpet more with those different dynamics. We still think long-term, though, that move we were seeing, the gradual move towards hard surface products will continue as we fully get out of this recession and get back to a more normal kind of replacement cycle for existing homes and for new construction to pick back up to a more normal level. And I think that's really being driven for a couple reasons. One, people just like the look of the various hard surface products out in the market today, particularly for the main living areas of their home. They're a little more practical, they're easier to maintain, easier to clean. And we don't think that's really going to change much. It's just it's been slowed down by everything going on in the market, but we definitely think that will pick back up.
Is it for cleaning and maintenance? What's driving it, do you think?
Well, it's partially maintenance. It's generally easier to maintain hard surface products. When they're dirty, you know they're dirty. Mm-hmm. You know, there are still some concerns about allergies and indoor air quality and things that some consumers, whether they're correct or not, have some misperceptions about related to carpet that they believe hard surface products can address those issues. I'm not saying we concur with that, but some consumers feel that way. But I think ultimately it's just being driven by the look of the product. And people have tended over the last 20 years to move to more hard surface products for the main living areas in their homes, and they're leaving carpet more and more for the bedroom areas. And we think that trend will pick back up and accelerate as we get further into the recovery and get back onto a more normal flooring replacement cycle.
You know, there's a lot of talk about the new normal. In other words, what will things be like on the other side of this recession? And we're seeing that, you know, as people have discovered that the house, while it's still a great investment, it's not something that's going to appreciate like it has been. So we're seeing on the other side that houses might be a little smaller. The remodeling that's going on, one of the biggest things they're doing is taking a wall out between the kitchen and the den and making one big great room, or taking that space that's in the basement. And both of those remodel areas are better suited for hard surface, aren't they?
Yeah, that's very true. And that's exactly what we're seeing now, is the projects tend to be smaller, a little more modest, and people are doing small updates to improve the quality of their living situation or fix a problem that they just can't delay fixing any longer. But we think, you know, the major renovation projects have really been put on hold for the most part. It'll take a little while longer before we see those start up again.
Yeah. Well, we're in October now, and I know you're probably ramping up for, you have a big meeting in December, and you're getting products ready for December, which will be what you roll out at Surfaces. That's the stage you're in right now, isn't it?
That is exactly right. So we're, you know, finalizing all the new product details to be ready to launch at our Floorscapes Color Center convention coming up first week in December.
Okay. Well, great, Roger. I appreciate you being with us today. Again, we've been talking to Roger Farabee, who's Senior Vice President of Marketing with Unilin and Mohawk's Hard Surface. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.